This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Today we continue our study of the Bible versus modernism, and we first take up the topic of worship. And we'll first look at the biblical view of worship. The biblical view of worship is that man must worship God, the one true living God, in spirit and in truth. John chapter 4, verse 24, doing only those things which are authorized by the Scripture, and doing those things in the proper attitude, loving God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. We can be pleasing to God only if we walk by faith, and we can do by faith only those things which are authorized by the Scriptures. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. While we must be zealous, we must not suppose that zeal can be a substitute for knowledge of truth and obedience to the truth. In contrast with this view of worship, the modernist holds that man is free to do in worship whatever he himself decides is right. He does not hold that he must have Bible authority for what he does. He feels that he has complete freedom to do such things as having the Lord's Supper on any day of the week or any night of the week, or even every once in a while. He feels no obligation whatever to see that the Bible enjoins upon his children the weekly observance of the Lord's Supper. The modernist feels free to bring into the worship things which are not authorized by the Scriptures. 2 John verses 9 through 11 gives the lie to the modernistic position. While we must admire the zeal for truth wherever we find it, we must recognize at the same time, as Paul made clear, as he said of Israel, we bear witness of Israel that they have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. And so we insist that while we must be zealous, we must not suppose that zeal can be a substitute for knowledge of truth and obedience of truth. On the other hand, we must not suppose that knowledge of the truth can be a substitute for sincerity and zeal. It requires both. One cannot be saved without faith. He cannot be saved without obedience. He cannot be saved without knowledge. He cannot be saved without zeal. It requires all of these together in the composite in the individual. Now we note in the next place a look at the Christian life. The Christian life is viewed by the Bible, and Christian life is viewed by the modernist. The New Testament is authoritative, not only as to what we must do to be saved, but also how we must live after we are saved. The Bible makes clear that our spending eternity with God depends upon our living the right kind of life after we become Christians, that there are absolute standards, that adultery or fornication is wrong in any and every situation, that murder is wrong in any and every situation, that lying and stealing are wrong in any and every situation. The modern theory of so-called situation ethics simply did not come from the Bible. The Bible teaches an absolute ethical standard. We read in Galatians chapter 5, verses 19 to 21, a list of works of the flesh. And the Apostle Paul, guided by the Holy Spirit, declared that they who practice such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. In contrast to this view that absolutes are involved in the Christian life, modernists hold to a relativistic view of that life. They hold that there are no absolutes which are binding in any and every situation, but that what one is to do in a given situation must be determined by the elements of that particular situation. I dare say there is hardly a day but what on practically every program that we now refer to as soap operas on television, someone is saying that adultery is perfectly all right as long as there is sincere attraction between a man and a woman. And our young people are growing up with the idea that there are no absolute standards regarding the behavior of the sexes toward one another. But the Bible still declares that the one union in which this is acceptable to God is marriage upon the part of those who are eligible to be married, and that to simply take up with someone is not and cannot be pleasing to a holy God. But modernists would have us to believe that each one of us is free to do what we well please in any given situation. But Jesus taught that we must obey His will and only His will. Please do be with us next time as we continue our study of the Bible versus modernism.